Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jay Myers. He's the founder and the CEO and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated, ISITN.com is his website. The TN stands for Tennessee because he's from Memphis, Tennessee. But you operate, Jay, you're in about, what, a half a dozen states?
Yeah, Jim, I have my home office is in Memphis, and I've also got an office in Nashville and Little Rock, and then we sell at least a dozen states and install equipment, and probably, I think, figured out the other day, about 42 states. So we're all over the place.
Right. So what we've been talking about, folks, is the telecom industry, the video conferencing, the video com industry, and the first segment, Jay talked to us about how the industry's changing and how the way the industry's growing has flattened out a little bit. In the second segment, he talked about keeping his people motivated in an industry like in an economy like this. Jay, have you had to change the way you compensate your employees?
Well, we actually are looking at some different things relative to the company performance, Jim, and profitability, as opposed to just having performance reviews and giving big increases and all these other kind of things.
Well, that's what I was going to say. As you modify your business model, your go to market strategy, your compensation plans may have to be adjusted, and that takes a lot more thought too, because you what you want to do is adjust the compensation so it drives your business, but also so you don't want to hurt your employees.
Absolutely, and we've had to do some creative things here the last couple of years to kind of keep everybody moving forward. As an example, one person I promoted to business development vice president and everything, we had to kind of take him from a highly incentivized kind of plan on commissions and things he was doing as a major account person and put more salary into him and more modest bonuses and commission on us selling some of the new products. And but everybody's had some buy-in to this, Jim. I mean, I think that's the key to it. And you got to get everybody in your team on the same page and buying into what you're trying to accomplish. And like we started talking about earlier in the interview is that, the whole thing, the business has changed. And I had to get my whole team to acknowledge that, because some people just, their heads are stuck in the past. And once we all acknowledged that we had a challenge there we had to deal with, then we went about the steps of saying, all right, what's the new definition of success? Profitability. So let's look at how we can.
It's not what you make, it's what you keep.
You gotcha. And then I think that, you get in a situation where you've got it's a methodical, sort of a slow process. I mean, not everybody jumped on board and was, acknowledging what we had to do and all. But I think that for the people, particularly in my services department, they're excited because I've many times said this is going to be the center of the universe going forward, because we're going to be selling more service contracts and be more demands on you. So the help desk expanding and the service center and some exciting things like that, that's a motivator. And, and for my sales team and other folks, they're excited about the fact that, if we can get some more profitability in there, the pressure to bring in these big CapEx contracts and everything's a little bit less. So, you have to kind of figure out a way to work through some of these issues. Industry is not perfect, no business is, but I think if you can figure out some good strategies to be able to work around the problems, we expect in 2015, very frankly, to have a really good services year and continue the growth, and then we think we'll pick up the pace with our CapEx and kind of move forward. But long-term strategy, at least 3 to 5 years, which is a long time in technology, we see my business going, I think last year was 19% services of my income. I see that business, and the goal is for that to double over the next few years. Right. And with that, I think we're going to be in some really good shape there, Jim, and I might even buy you lunch next time I see you.
The thing is I've seen this in other industries. You're doing the right thing, because I've seen other industries who were ahead of you. They were low-tech, very low-tech, 20 years ago, and they saw what exactly what you're seeing now, we're seeing 20 years ago, they were very low tech, and they literally had to shift from selling, from taking products to market in the form of wrenches and saw blades and things like that, to creating services to manage that inventory. And now they've completely made the conversion. They've quadrupled, maybe, I don't know, by a factor of 10, the size of the business, whereas prior to doing that, they were going out of business. And so I think
absolutely,
you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing, and you've been a good example for a lot of other people out there today, Jay, and I appreciate you joining us and talking to us about it very much.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you for having me on the show.
Jay Myers, ladies and gentlemen, ISITN.com. Don't forget his books. Keep Swinging and Hitting the Curveball. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.